Father, we thank you for another privilege, another opportunity, and we ask now that your Holy Spirit would take over and speak to us, speak and through us, that your people may be strengthened and edified, encouraged as we look into your word. Thank you for these mothers. Oh, what a blessing you blessed us with. No one has touched our hearts like they have, except you. But we know that it's because of you in their hearts that they are such a blessing to the world. Oh, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And amen again. Praise the Lord. Raise your Bible, review it, and repeat these words. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Amen. Amen. Looking briefly at 2nd. Thank you, Sister Young. Amen. At 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13. 1 Timothy 2:13. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. Amen. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. Amen. So this morning we want to talk about who's helping mothers. Amen. Amen. Who's helping mothers? Can everybody say that back to me, please? Amen. First Timothy, if you got that, 1 Timothy 2:13, say amen. Amen. Let us all read together. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. We're talking about who's helping mothers. There was a time when men needed help, but today moms need help. James Brown back in the day said that this is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. But I'd like to take that further along those lines and say that this is God's world. And it wouldn't be nothing without mothers. Mothers. Mothers are unique and distinct group of women because of their contributions that they have made to society. And so the aim of our sermon is for us to review God's original plan for mothers. To review God's original plan for mothers. Amen. The Bible makes it plain that God is the one who had a unique purpose for mothers. And so, as we look at this, we know that we need mothers. Amen. And, but when I think about mothers, they are uniquely like the Lord. They, amen, don't have nobody helping them. Now understand, God is the only one that don't need nobody's help. But it's important to be concerned about who's helping mothers. And the question becomes, who's bagging mothers up? Have you ever thought about it? Amen. Have you ever thought about who's assisting mothers? who has been formally put in place to help mothers. That is important. We know that men expect the help of mothers. We know that children expect the help of mothers. But who's helping mother? She is expected automatically to help the husband. She is expected automatically to help the children. But who is expected to help her? Who is helping her when she needs something? I'm not talking about who cares for her, because we know everyone cares for their mother if they got a modicum of sense. Amen. We're not talking about who helps her when she gets sick, because we know dad's going to help. We know the children are going to help. But I'm talking about who is formally in place to assist mothers. Who is their backup? Amen. Who's helping her do what she needs to do to help others? This is important. This makes us want, we should focus on, amen, who is helping her to sustain her sole purpose? Amen. The woman was made to help the man. The woman was made so that we could have children. But when she's helping all these people, who's going to help her? Not when she gets down, but who's helping her help us? And so that stuck in my spirit. So I wanted to, as we look at this, now this is kind of choppy, but we want us to understand that, amen, God wants us, as Paul wrote this letter, it's not really a good sermon for Mother's Day, you may say. But the truth is, we talking about who is really helping mothers. And as we look at this, we find out that our women will teach. They will teach other women. They will teach. And so he says that, he says that, but women are not to usurp or exercise authority over the man in public. That women should not take the leadership role in teaching the word over men. And so he wants them to know that the reason why is because of Adam was made first and then the woman. Adam was first formed. He was the one that was responsible. He is the one who should lead the way. And because Satan deceived the woman, she was totally deceived, but Adam was not deceived. And so therefore, Adam bears the brunt of our sins. Because it's one thing if somebody got tricked and then somebody just straight out disobeyed God. At least the woman got tricked. But Adam, he's blatantly disobeyed God. And so that's why it says, man, for by one man sin came into the world in Romans 5:12. By one man sin came to the whole world and it brought death. Well, the woman seems at times to be on, to have gotten the worst end of the deal. She got tricked. But how many of y'all know women always know how to come back up to the top, don't they? You think you may have pushed them down, but they know how to come up on the other side. Even without any assistance, without any help. Amen. They'll do his job if he don't do it. Amen. They'll do her job and his job. Amen. Then we end up with some super women. Amen. Who can do two jobs, three jobs. And amen. Women, but how do they get, how are they able to do all this when they don't have, we know what helps the man. Oh, Lord have mercy. You see, the man, when he was placed in the garden, we begin to find out that the Lord said Adam needed some help. Amen. Adam needed some help. He said it is not good for him to be alone. Amen. On the first day, God said everything was good. The third day, he said everything was good. Fourth day, fifth day, said everything was good. But when he got to the man, he said, it is not good. He can't make it by himself. He really needs some help. Amen. He needs some help. And I'm going to make somebody's for the sole purpose of giving him some help. Because he can't make it by himself. He needs some help. This helps us to understand that he needed some help if there was going to be some procreation. Amen. If there was going to be some pleasure, some, his performance would be off if he didn't have a woman. Definitely can't bring any children into the world. No pleasure. And he can't perform well because he gets uptight and he needs somebody to keep him under, keep him balanced. Amen. And he needed more than a woman. He needed a mother. Amen. 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 And so as you look at it, what you find out is that you begin to find out that the women originally was not made as an independent role server. They were made to be in a supportive role and with their husband and children as priority. They were placed here for them. Now, I know the world has changed things, but we're not talking about the world. Amen. But the first woman was not made with independence in mind. The first woman was made to focus on family and not on finances. You see how Satan has shifted now? Mama's making money now. But at first, Adam had the responsibility and a job before he even made the woman. Because he was already tilting the ground. He was already naming the animals. And then when you start at verse 18, he started making of Genesis 2, he started and made the woman. Amen. And when God finished, he said that it was very good after he had made that woman. Amen. Amen. It was good. Now it's very good. But Adam was not able to make it on him on his own. Amen. And he was not able to last on his own. But he was the first one formed. Why should he serve in another capacity, a greater capacity, not one of superiority, but one of spirituality? Why was he supposed to perform in a, why was he, have you ever thought about why God didn't make the woman first? He could have did it either way. But there's a lot of things we can't figure out. And God didn't tell us. And we have to just leave it alone and just accept what he wrote. He didn't make the woman first. He made the man first. Amen. He could have fixed it where the man would be helping the woman. But he fixed it where the woman is helping the man. Amen. And God fixed it that way. And God wanted it that way. But what we find out here is that Adam was first formed, and so therefore Adam carries the responsibility. He knew better. God told him, don't touch the tree, before he even made the woman. God knew. He was the one who was made first. He was first formed, and Eve was made after Adam. She came after Adam. Amen. We know we live in a culture where women are wanting to serve in the role as a man, but those are two different roles. Two different purposes. Totally different purposes. And just because society has changed does not mean God is going to change. God says this is going to work better the way I set it up. And you say, well, the truth is, preacher, that a woman can do the same thing that a man can do. Have I got a witness? That's what, amen. Can do the same thing. Amen. And this is important in this society because this is all mixed up. And then when you start messing with it, I don't want to mess up the sermon, but when you start messing with it, you're going to mess up the world. You can't. Amen. God done laid the original print. And it's going to have to work the way it only works the way he said it's going to work. Because you're not going to improve on God's plan. And what is our challenge? Our challenge is to make sure we do it the way he wants it done. To review the original plan for the mother. The original plan. For the mother. It's not about who can do the same thing. That's worldliness. We're talking about the first institution of marriage and holiness and the home and family. God don't care about money. He's more concerned about that child and about that man being able to do what they need to do. And the mothers, not just the women. Amen. Women can do the same thing. Amen, that a man can do. But we're not talking about women. We're talking about mothers. Every woman is not a mother. Not all women are meant to be married. So that means they're not meant to be mothers according to the original plan, because you had to have a husband and then have a family. Not all women are meant to be married. Amen. Not all women are meant to be married. Some women are meant to be single, like some men are meant to be single. But some women are meant to be single, and I'd rather be single than wishing I was single. So you may not be in that bad of a shape. Not all women are meant to have children. Just look at it like it is. Not all women, but we do find out that women do become mothers. Amen. Yes, a woman can do some things that a man can do when it comes to working outside the home, but what we must understand is what God wanted done. Amen. God wants us. Can a woman serve apart from the husband and the child? Can a woman? Yes. But not a mother. Because that challenges her priorities. Her God-given priorities is the husband and the kids. And if you want to be outside and do other things, then you can't put these things in the way. Just don't get married and don't have children, because when you do, they become priority. Tell you that we're not talking about women. We're talking about mothers. I'm talking about what mothers can do. I'm not talking about what. Don't pull me into no argument. I'm talking about, amen. I'm strictly talking about mothers. I'm not talking about women. Amen. I'm talking about the calling that's on the mother's life. If you ain't got a husband and you don't have a child, you ain't got to worry about these priorities, these God-given priorities. You can do what you want to do. Amen. But understand this morning that God is a God who loves us, and he always knows what's best. And Adam was first formed. Amen, amen, amen. That means that Adam was the one who was responsible. Amen, amen. Adam was the one who was going to take the blame and the responsibility for the woman. Amen, amen, amen. And so he's calling us to recognize the importance of mothers, and while mothers today are working and doing things, this is part of his permissive, that may be a permissive will, but it's not his perfect will. And until we get it together with his perfect will, then the society is going down the tubes. But I'm glad to know this morning that mothers, I'm baffled, I'm amazed by the capacity of a mother. Amen. Because that's what Eve's name means. It means that she's the mother of all living. And Adam was first formed. Then Eve. And when you go back to Genesis 3:20, you begin to find out that Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. And I don't know about you today, but we would have to look at these scriptures and recognize that it is going to take mothers to keep this world straight. Amen. Amen. It's going to take mothers to help keep things going the way that God wants them to go. Amen. Who takes care of mothers? She don't have to have anybody take care of them. Because whenever you start talking about who's going to take care of mothers, you're making her independent. Mothers, you mean who's going to take care of them? Not her. Because when you become a mother, your legitimate half is your husband. So there is no independent role for mother to have to be taken care of in. According to the word, she is with her husband because the two, I think that people forget about the marriage vows. The two have become one. Have I got a witness? Amen. It's not two in the household, it's one in the household. And because the woman was a part of the man, because that's where she came from, she was taken out of the man. And so being taken out of the man, she is a part of him. And when you get married, you're merging. That's why you got to be careful who you marry. The Bible said, amen, don't be unequally yoked together. You got a lot of folk getting mad when you tell them you can't marry no non-Christian. Be not unequally yoked together. It's an agricultural term where it talks about being yoked. When you're trying to plow a field and cultivate a field, you don't go hook a sheep with an ox. Have I got a witness? And say, make a straight row. It ain't happening. That's going to be a messed up row. Amen. Amen. God says, don't be unequally yoked together. Don't even date a non-Christian. Don't even date someone that is of a faith that is not like your faith. You cannot date. You cannot have an unequal yoke. And so what we got to find out here this morning is who's helping mothers. And we find out that really she don't need no help. Amen. Amen. Because she's not in an independent role. Mothers are part of fathers. And wherever that father is, that is where her other half is. And God expects him, he and her, to be one. God is saying, amen, that you are married. You are married. And if you don't do it the way I want you to do it, then you're going to have trouble in this relationship. But God tells us this morning that you got to focus on the fact that who is helping mothers? Mothers have really, because of their role, have been a blessing to the world. How have they been a blessing? Well, mothers are an instrument to the world because they are instruments to our success. And we need to thank the mothers. Amen. We need to go. Amen. They have got us to, they made us what we are. Because they didn't need no help, we did.